Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so very much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join us, and for that, we are totally grateful. I do not take it for granted. We do not take it for granted. We thank you so much. Guys, tonight's topic is defying the odds. And y'all know everything that I talk about is about living and no longer existing. And so many people are hiding behind an excuse, but I'm not going to get started on all of that. But because this young lady says, I'm not going to make an excuse. I'm going to live a life and live my life. But we're not going to jump in. I'm going to say thank you to all my sponsors real quickly. And then we will introduce her and bring her on. I'll bring her on and she'll introduce herself. All right, so here we go. Thank you to our awesome, awesome sponsors. And if you're on Facebook, guys, excuse me, I'm posting now where they can click on a direct link to listen to us. So if you can share that post. Thank you so much to Travel Ambassador and Business Coach Elder Cornelia Brown with iBoomerang. She is your travel savings. She's a travel ambassador, but she also has been coaching businesses, small businesses for years. Her number is 404-786-0873. Now, she can help you get your own travel savings portal, and it is a free travel savings portal that you can have, lifetime portal savings. I've seen savings up to 110% savings on travel deals, especially when you're going on vacation. But you can check her out at www.wildearthsparkle.iboomerang.com. That's www.wildearthsparkle.iboomerang.com. And iBoomerang is I-B-U-U-M-E-R-A-N-G. Then don't forget again her number if you need her. It's 404-786-0873. If you're interested in some part-time income and seeing how she can help you get started as well, she can help you with that as well. We have Vodiology. Vodiology is our sponsor that does our infomercials, commercials, videos. You see any of the things that I've had done for On Fire to Inspire. I'm also our vocalist, Deidre Norvett. Y'all go out and grab her EP. But they did all of the videos and music you saw, well, the videos for her her project, as well as my videos, as well as the intro song you just heard. And she's the voice you heard, Deidre Norvett. So Vodiology, and that is spelled V-A-U-D-I-O-L-O-G-Y. Vodiology can be contacted at 706 873-1519. Or you can actually get them at vitiology@gmail.com. Vitiology will definitely take care of you. And then Afographics, they can take care of all of your photographs and graphic design needs. So that there too. If you've seen any picture taken of me in the last probably year and a half, almost 2 years, Infographics take care of those, as well as any flyers you see each and every week. Even the flyer for South Carolina, I will be doing a vision board party in September in Gaffney, South Carolina. And if you saw that, any of those business cards, flyers, any of the things you've seen, Infographics has done that. And Infographics can be contacted at 706-489-6416. Infographics is spelled APHOGRA, F as in Frank, X as in X-ray. All of our sponsors do have Facebook's presence. They have Facebook business pages, so you can check them out there. Make sure you tell them you heard it here. And then finally, we have Post-Surgery Care of Atlanta. Post-Surgery Care is with Ms. Jillian Simpson, and she and her team will take care of you. And it says their motto is, where aftercare matters most. So schedule your free consultation with them at 470-298-2630. Again, that's 470-298-2630. Or you can visit their website is at www.postsurgeryatlanta.org. And their Facebook and Instagram are all Post-Surgery Care Atlanta. And last but not least, and it's not a sponsor, but hey, y'all know my fourth book I released on May 7th, and that book was entitled The 21-Day Mind Detox. So if you hadn't grabbed your copy of that ebook, please go out and get it. It's only $2.99. It's on any of your outlets, electronic outlets. You have it on Amazon, Smashwords, Barnes & Nobles. It will bless you, even for those of you who don't like to read. You can read a page a day and shift your mindset. Because how many of y'all know that if you change your mind, you can change your life? And I've heard that, and it's not just a way of saying things. It's just not a cliche. It is the truth. If you be intentional about what you're putting in your mind, what you're feeding yourself, who you're putting yourself around, you can make some serious changes in your life. Again, that's called The 21-Day Mind Detox. It is a devotional, a 21-day devotional. It's only $2.99. Go out there and support me, please. I thank you so much. Thank you so much to each and every one of our sponsors. And if you're interested in being a sponsor, email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com, and we'll tell you how we can get you out there as well. All right, guys, so tonight's topic is Define the Odds. Now, you know, each and every week I talk about it's time to stop existing and living the life that God called you to. So the young lady that I'm bringing on tonight, Miss Kenya Scott, I tell you, she has a powerful, powerful testimony. Y'all, if you're on Facebook and you see my link that's giving you direct links to the radio show or direct link to the phone number, everything is in that link. If y'all can share it so others can hear her powerful testimony. She's only 27 years old, but I'm going to bring her on and let her tell you. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Kenya. How are you this great evening?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us. So, Kenya, I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire listeners.
All right, so my name is Kenya Scott. As you stated, I'm 27 years old. So I reached out to you, and again, thank you for having me. My goal is to spread awareness. My condition is hydrocephalus, which is fluid on the brain, and I also have a brain cyst, and I have a tube inside of my body that stops the fluid from draining off of my brain. And so my story, it started as a migraine. I had a simple migraine. No one would take serious. I would go to the doctors, tell the doctors, they swore I was just this crazy little girl. I was only 23 at the time, so they swore I was this crazy little girl that just wanted pain medication. Until one day I was sitting at church, and the pastor was preaching about three types of people. He preached about pessimistic, optimistic, and realistic. And at the time, I was being all three. because I just got tired with the doctors, and I said, you know what, maybe God want me to go to the doctor one more time, and you're not crazy, because they had me thinking I was crazy. And the symptoms that I was having was my head would hurt so bad, it felt like my brain was getting ready to burst. I could feel fluid moving in my brain. One day I leaned back and came up, and I passed out in the middle of driving. And I just knew to have my feet on the brake. God said, keep your feet on the brake, and I woke up to people beeping at me. My walking would be off. That was one of the symptoms. My equilibrium would be off, and people would say, are you drunk? What's wrong with you? You walking funny. So I never caught on to it. I would call pageant agencies, and I would tell agencies, people are making fun of the way I walk. I think y'all should help me. You know, just not knowing what was going on. Until one day I went to the ER, and I told the lady, I said, look, I'm going to die tonight. God told me to tell you guys, if you don't help me, I'm going to die. And when they put me in for a CAT scan, I had a 4.6 centimeter cyst on my brain the size of a golf ball, and I had fluid on my brain. I had to go into emergency surgery the next day.
Wow. So, Kenya, prior to, you know, having the pain and all that at 23, 21, 22, you were fine?
Maybe between 22 and 23, literally, my journey began. My mom had always gotten us baptized when we were little, but I wanted to experience it as an adult. So literally, I had my own apartment. If you came and spent the night at my house, we went out that night on Saturday, you need to be up for church on Sunday. And as soon as I got baptized as an adult to feel the experience as an adult, now before that, I didn't have any migraines. But after that, that's when the devil started playing tug of war with my life. And that's when I started experiencing pain, literally the day after I got baptized.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So you've been battling this now for 5 years?
Yes, ma'am. The last 5-6 years.
Now, had they taken you seriously and took a look at it and diagnosed it back then, do they think you've been okay now, like totally?
They don't even know. If they probably would have taken it serious, I probably could have avoided getting this tube. It's called a VP shunt. You can either get it placed in your brain or you can get it placed in your heart. And if they would have taken it serious, maybe the fluid wouldn't have been as serious and I could have avoided having this tube in me. I have to live with this tube for the rest of my life. I can feel it inside my body. I can't, as a normal person, I can't look up at the sun. I can't look too far to the left or right too fast, or it gets to the point where I get ready to pass out and I have to hold on to something, trying to sleep at night. If I move my head in a certain direction, I wake up like literally fighting for air because it feels like I'm passing out or I'm on a roller coaster, or the dream that you have when you're falling off the cliff is literally how that feels.
And you're able to live a life, a productive life, with this diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am. I had to learn how to walk, talk, do everything. I had the first surgery in 2014, and then in 2016, the tube failed. And I went through all of the same things with the doctors not taking me serious. I didn't know if it was because I was Black. I never looked at the race car because my mom has always had us grow up around a melting pot. So it was never just a Black community. It's always been a melting pot. So I don't know if it was because I was Black, because of insurance, or what it was. But they literally kept taking me through the same thing until I went to the ER one night and they said, ma'am, if you would have went home again, you would have died in your sleep. And each time before surgery, they told my mother, go hug your daughter, because it's a chance that, one, she's not going to wake up. Two, you're not going to recognize her. Or three, she's not going to be able to talk. And both surgeries, I woke up talking. What inspired me to get out, and when I woke up, I told the people, I literally remember what I said. The first time I said, I feel like I got hit by a train, and the second time I told the people, y'all are too loud, and I'm trying to sleep. was exactly what I told them.
Wow.
I always try to find humor in anything.
You know, God is faithful, because even in this, you're able to tell your story. Even in this, you're able to laugh about it. You're able to share to help somebody else. Because, see, so many of us will hold on to that and say, well, you know what? I'm just in so much pain. I can't live. And they would allow that to stagnate.
Mm-hmm.
But you said, I'm going to take this thing by the horn because I got to live. I'm too young.
Yes, ma'am.
What made you say, you know what? It is what it is, and I'm going to live. What made you go there?
So the first time, I just knew because I was so in tune with church. I was so in tune with church. So when they said, you know what, count to five, because we're getting ready to put the anesthesia in you, I didn't count to five. I prayed to God and said, God, I know you got this, and I'm going to wake up and see my family. I'm going to be able to tell everybody what happened. When I woke up and I found out what happened, my mom, my family, and another guy's family was both waiting on us to come out of surgery. He only lived for 30 minutes and died. And when I heard about that, it gave me that motivation and that strength, because nobody wanted to hear me. I was calling around to the news. They would tell me, we report on people that get shot. We don't report on your stories. Go find people like you.
What?
So I found people like me. Yes, ma'am. I've heard it all. I found people like me on social media. I put posts up. I received 250,000 likes on social media. I found thousands of people like me. I created T-shirts and made T-shirts for people that was living and people that passed away. And by hand, I put maybe over 500 to 600 people's names on T-shirts that I met that still can't walk, still can't talk, that has cancer, that children has passed away. And so it's me talking to those people is what keep me motivated. And then you have to keep yourself motivated, because you, like you said, you can talk yourself into a pity party.
That is so
and
true.
So I try to keep myself motivated.
Amen. So one of the things that I ask when I ask everyone who's a candidate to be on the show, I ask them to send me their bio and their picture. And I know, you know, in some cases people are like, but I'm not, you know, I'm just sharing a testimony. But your bio allows the Holy Spirit to speak to me on what the topic is going to be. And so, so with that said, I selected the topic of defying the odds. What does defying the odds mean to you, Kenya?
Defining the odds means to me, it means getting up every day. No matter if I have tears in my eyes or not, you're going to always see a smile on my face. It means staying motivated, encouraging myself. Even on the days that I want to give up, I have to tell myself, no, baby, you can't give up. God didn't bring you this far to let you die. Like I said, the devil and God was playing tug of war with my life, and God pulled me far away from the devil to let him know, this is my child, you can't have her. And so that's what defying the odds means to me. Right now I'm currently expecting, I'm six months pregnant.
Wow.
And I still go through the same thing being pregnant. They still treat me the same exact way. And you know, while you're pregnant, you have hormones, you're emotional, and you cry about anything. And even during the times that I've cried, I've gotten up and said, you know what, Kenya, we got this. Don't let them. You didn't came too far to try to give up now. Keep going.
Wow. So you're expecting. Oh, my goodness. So there are a lot of things that you can't do as far as taking medications and stuff that you would have been able to take prior to. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. And as far as the medications, my condition is rare. It's normally babies or elderly people that get hydrocephalus or Dandy Walker's. And so when I go to the doctor, they don't have a cure for my condition, so I don't take the pills that they try to offer me anyway, because they don't know what they're giving me, because it's not going to cure what I have. So I'm in pain, but I keep a smile on my face and put the pain to the back of my head literally every day.
Wow, wow, and wow. You know, I commend you for sharing your story. I commend you for doing what you do, because you don't find young people. You are 27 years old. You don't find young people that say, okay, I've had 2 brain surgeries. I have this thing in my stomach. I have this. I have that. But I'm still living my life, and I'm going to tell my story, and I'm going to encourage the next person. Then you went and made T-shirts. Then you're encouraging other people. And to find out that someone had the same surgery and they lived for 30 minutes, you said, God, there's a purpose and a plan for my life. Is that what you said to yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
I love
yes,
it.
Yes, ma'am.
My God, my God. So have you ever thought about starting a nonprofit?
Yes, ma'am. So my brain, it's always going 1,000 miles per hour. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I have to stop myself because I try to think that I can remember everything, and now that I'm mm-hmm. pregnant, it's showing me that you cannot remember half of the things you thought about 5 seconds ago.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal is to start a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. I want to donate pillows to patients that had surgery in the hospital, because one of the number one things I know for myself was trying to get comfortable with the perfect pillow. I probably mm-hmm. took all of the pillows that was on my floor because I couldn't get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to create a pillow and write a message on there. And with the T-shirt, I want to put all the names from the T-shirt to let people know you're not the only one going through this, because I didn't know about brain surgery. And mm-hmm. not only was it brain surgery, but I'm going in there, one, I'm young, so my mm-hmm. hair has to get shaved off, and
mm-hmm.
we had to have a 30-minute debate about how my hair was going to come off my head, because I wasn't thinking that far.
Right.
And so,
right.
you know, your whole life is changing. You're going in one way, you're coming out a soldier, but you're coming out looking like you've been through the war and back. And so, mm-hmm. me with myself, you know, I'm not a girly girl, but I care about the way I look. So, you know, I had just got my weave done, just got my lashes done, and I had to literally take all that out and
mm-hmm.
become this person that I did not like when I saw in the mirror. I was all stitched up. So, mm-hmm. you know, they focus a lot on breast cancer and chemo and mm-hmm. HIV AIDS and colon cancer, and nobody's talking about the brain until someone mm-hmm. dies from it or it's a famous person.
Wow. Wow. And you know what? That is so true. And you have so many people that are young that are even having strokes and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a brain that's an injury, a brain injury. And I never looked
right.
at it like that until I started seeing so many people around me. I had a classmate's brother who was a year under us, had a stroke. And then it's just like, wow, all of these, you know, there was another young guy that was my age. I was like, what is going on? So you are so right. You don't really hear a lot about that. And I never really thought about it until it actually hit home for me, you know.
Right.
Wow.
And it all starts with a headache. It all starts with something happening. Everyone that I have met in my life since I've gone through this, it all started with a headache. That either it was caught by somebody or it wasn't mm-hmm. caught by somebody.
Mm. What would you say to that person that's been having a headache for 2 weeks and haven't been to the doctor yet? And they're just saying, oh, it's just my sinuses. What would you say to that person at this point?
I would tell them to get up and go to the doctor. It took me 50 to 60 times to go to the doctor. Every week I went to the doctor. And when they saw me coming, they would go, oh, no, here she come again. But you know what? That 51st time,
uh-huh.
I wasn't crazy like they thought I was, because they just swore up and down. They thought I was crazy, and they thought I wanted pain medication. And you're uh-huh. your own advocate. You know your body. So
right.
no one can tell you what you're feeling, because you know what you're feeling. And it's only yeah. going to be 2 things that happen. Well, 3 things. Either you're going to make somebody believe you.
Mm-hmm.
In the process of making them believe you, you're going to have a malpractice lawsuit. Or mm-hmm. they're going to read about it in a paper and figure it out in your next autopsy.
Wow. Now, you know what? You said a mouthful. Because at that point, they just didn't make it. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what? I'm
sorry,
I'm
I
going
speak my mind.
Huh?
I said, I'm sorry, I speak my mind.
It's okay. Well, I'm going to be in agreement with you for healing. I understand what the doctors say and what the reports say, but I'm just going to stand in
mm-hmm.
agreement with you because we serve a God that's a healer. And, you know, so many people
yes, ma'am.
Take that as the biblical days. Well, he ain't changed. He has not changed. You know, we put him in this box. He said, take me out of the box. Ooh,
mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, girl. That yes, girl, ma'am. Your story has blessed me. I mean, when I tell you, I have spoken to people with different things. I mean, I've spoken to people who've overcome cancer. I've spoken to people who have, you know, different things. But I've never spoken to anyone that's as young as you are that's had two brain surgeries and all of the stuff that you've endured. And yet you say to yourself, okay, Kenya, we got to push past this pain and we got to go for it. You don't see that in someone so young. So, girl, when I say kudos to you, if I was close to you, I'd give you
thank
a hug.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That is so awesome. Now, so we got, and you don't have to say the brand, okay? The
mm-hmm.
pillow that you found that worked for you, okay? The pillow that you found
mm-hmm.
after you reach out, after you start your process and get everything going with your nonprofit, reach out to them. Tell them your story and tell them that they were the only ones that actually that you found comfort with that pillow, and
okay.
maybe they will actually
thank
help
you.
You. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That ain't me, Kenya. This is the Holy Spirit. And
thank
maybe
you.
They could actually help you customize something just for them, and they'll probably donate them because that's is a write-off for them. And think about it. It's just like the free publicity that Popeye's getting right now. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's a free way of helping them get the word out about what they truly do, you know? And so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get that started. In fact, make sure you reach out to me. I have a couple of people that I can connect you with that may be able to steer you in the direction of setting up a nonprofit. And helping
okay.
you get that going. In fact, I don't know what they charge or anything like that, but I know like two or three people that that's their specialty. In fact, they just had a nonprofit conference last weekend. I wish I would have known to connect you then. Right there, right, you know, right in your back door. So.
Oh wow.
Okay. I can connect you to these ladies because they have a passion for what they do and they love. What they do, I can definitely connect you to them. So what's next on the horizon? I know you're about to be a mother soon, but what's next on your horizon?
So what's next is today I received the email. I have been chosen to be a speaker at an international conference that's coming here to Atlanta.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. When I first sent the email, I didn't think that I was qualified, and I thought that they were just looking for a woman of power, somebody with a title behind their name. However,
mm-hmm.
I prayed after I sent the email, and it's been maybe
mm-hmm.
6 or 7 weeks, and I said, okay, apparently I didn't get chosen. But this morning I woke up, and something just told me, look at my Gmail, and
mm-hmm.
they said, hey, we want you to come and speak.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's next for me. And God is just opening doors. He's allowing the right me to connect with the right people at the right time and the right moment.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. And everything has been, even for your pregnancy, I don't want you to fear anything. I want you to praise God in everything. Because you are
okay.
a walking testimony. You are a walking testament of what he can do. So you just, you know, me and prayer partners and intercessors, we're going to be just interceding for you and just, you know, thanking God for the baby to be healthy, for the rest of your pregnancy to go well. But we're not allowing fear to even creep up because sometimes if you get closer to it and it's your first time having a baby, you kind of get nervous. But no, we're not.
Yes,
we're not
ma'am.
As you move forth. I want you to move forth in boldness just like you're being bold about getting up out of that bed every day saying, pain, you don't have me today. I want you to have that same boldness about everything concerning your life. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I will do. I receive it. Sometimes I do need to hear that, so I definitely receive that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, my goodness. So how do you stay so encouraged? Do you surround yourself with positive people? Do you read affirmations? What do you do to stay true to Kenya in a positive way? What do you do to kind of keep you encouraged? Because I'm trying to encourage somebody else who's listening.
So, you have to surround yourself with positive people. Mm-hmm. I've lost friends, best friends, for years because of the negativity. So, once you clear the closet of negativity and surround yourself with positivity, that's number one, it's going to start making you feel better because you can't get advice from broken people because they're going to steer you in the wrong direction with them.
Right.
So that's number one. Two, what I love to do, I love listening to encouraging gospel music. I love turning on the TV, go to YouTube, and find the gospel song that I like that gets me in a good mood. And sometimes I just walk around in a circle in my house and just sit there and sing the songs and meditate to God and have my moments with God. And then three, I just try to speak life into myself because, I mean, other people can do it, but if you're not doing it and you're broken inside, what they're saying is not going to really matter to you. So you have to tell yourself, today, this pain don't have me. Today, I'm going to get out this bed. Today, I'm going to open the blinds and let the light shine through. Today, I'm going to go outside and just acknowledge the beautiffulness that's outside. Acknowledge myself. Acknowledge the life that God gave me today because you could. I know how it feels to be in the hospital, and I don't want to be in the hospital. So I thank God for allowing me to wake up every day, and not only wake up, but wake up in my own bed. So those are the ways that I keep myself motivated and encouraged. And I work in the healthcare field, and I had a person today, as a matter of fact, he came in, he has to get a temporary tube in his body, and, you know, he's insecure. He thinks that people look at him and they're laughing at him, and he just hates it. So, you know, I let him talk. He's older than me, and once he came back, I said, you know, let me talk to you real quick because I see the sadness in your eyes. And I told him, you know, I have a tube in my body, and it's permanent. But I don't care about people looking at me. At first I did, but now I don't care because it's a part of my story. So I told him, you know, keep a smile on your face. Make this a part of your story. God is using you for a reason, and don't let the devil play with you because the devil can play with your mind and trick you and make you destroy yourself.
Wow. Was he receptive to that word?
Yes, ma'am. He hugged me, and this was a grown man in his 50s in tears after we got done speaking. He was like, never would I thought somebody your age can come speak life into me, because that's what he needed. He said he just needed a little bit of life because the devil had been playing with him so much to where he was thinking that people were looking at him laughing, and my coworker told him, you know, maybe it's not them, maybe it's you in your own mind thinking that people are laughing at you. Maybe they're not even paying attention to you. Maybe they're just looking at you, but they're not laughing at you. And so once he spoke with both of us, you know, he walked out of there with a smile on his face.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about, Kenya. You're living life and you're inspiring life. Inspiring people, you were exactly where you were supposed to be today to give him a word that he needed, because you don't know what was going through his head. You know, you don't know what he was capable of doing once he got home. And so we just give God praise for you just being obedient, for your obedience of you saying, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and talk to him. Because some people I commend you. I commend you.
Thank you.
Wow. So your speaking engagement, when is it?
So it's the I Am Her conference, October 18th through the 20th here in Atlanta.
I've been hearing about that conference. That's actually on my birthday.
Oh, really? You know what? That was going to be my baby shower date.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. That is so exciting. I'm so excited for you. In fact, I want you to start. Do you journal?
Not anymore.
Okay. I need you to pick it back up, okay? Because just like you're telling your story to me and you tell your story to other, you know, people who will listen, I want you to start journaling. And from that journaling, you're going to see something birth. And, okay, Holy Spirit, I wasn't trying to go here tonight. Okay, I got to be obedient. One of the things I tell people, Kenya, is On Friday Inspire is God's show. I'm just the mouthpiece that he's chosen to use in this hour, and I'm honored that he chose me.
And I received it.
What I'm saying is, you take that journal and whatever God lay on your heart, maybe something happened today, even that story right there, you could just jot that down and how God used you despite what you were feeling, how he used you to encourage somebody else. Because you'll have somebody that's just, oh, I stumped my toe, oh, I can't do nothing. They'll look at that and say, what am I doing? You know what I'm saying? It'll be a reality check and that swift kick sometimes that we need. So I want you to start journaling. That is just in my heart so strong. I want you to start journaling because you definitely, and being your age, I mean, there's so much maturity and wisdom even at your age. But people wouldn't listen to you in the past, but you're going to start seeing people will listen a little more and more doors will open up to you. Don't be scared. Just pray about them before you go through the doors. But there are a couple that I want to connect you with, though. A couple of a friend of mine that have shows. A couple of them are going through revamp, so I know at least one right now that I can connect you with.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes, you are so welcome. Because I'm telling you, it's time. And it's time for us to lock arms and help each other. Now, you know what? She do this. I'm not going to help her. No, that's never been my heart.
Mm-hmm.
My heart is always been. Somebody told me I had a connector anointing, a connecting anointing. And what I do is I connect you to the next person that I know can help you. Because what good is it for me if I hold on to something that I can be a blessing to you with? That makes sense?
Yes,
and
ma'am.
So what I would do is actually we're locking arms, even though we're not together, we're locking arms and I'm taking you to that next door as you walk forth, you know, move forth and what God is calling you to. Because guess what? You've already defied the odds. You're just continuing to walk that thing out. And now you're living
Amen.
A life of purpose and no longer existing. Make sense?
Amen. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
You know, sometimes we as the encourager have to be encouraged. So although you're encouraging people tonight, I guess God is using me to encourage you as well, even the more, because we need that. We need
that. That is so true. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. So you have homework to do. You got to start your journaling. I'm going to connect you with the ladies with the nonprofit. Make sure you reach back out to me because I got a lot going on in my brain, so reach back out to me. So
I will do. Mm-hmm.
And then there's one more thing I need to give you, but I'll give it to you offline, okay?
Okay.
I don't want everybody in your business. Amen. Well, anything else you want to share, or anything else on your heart that you want to share with the listeners tonight?
Tonight, I just want to tell everybody to make sure you keep your faith in God strong. Sometimes you have to walk by faith and not by sight. And as you stated, sometimes the encourager needs encouraging. There is many moments where I need someone to encourage me because I make it look so well. So, you know, don't be afraid to receive the knowledge as you give the knowledge. Sometimes you have to be quiet and let people speak life into you as well. So I just want people to know if you're going through anything tonight, if you're going through pain and sickness in your body, continue to go to the doctor. You know your body. Don't let anyone tell you that you're crazy. Don't let anyone make you get to that point where you just give up and you go home and go to sleep and that's it. continue to fight, keep your faith in God strong, and just stay motivated and encouraged. You're the only person that can encourage yourself. And to everyone that's listening, thank you. I thank you for allowing me to come on and interview with you. This has been a pleasant experience. I did an interview last week, and the host did not read my story at all. The first thing she said when she came on was, you know, I don't do stories like this, but I decided to do yours because really your story is like a Jerry Springer show. And I was like, what? But I kept it going. Yes, ma'am, because we were live on air on TV, so I just kept it going. And I was like, oh, she did not read my story whatsoever because this has nothing to do with Jerry. So, you know, when life throws you blows, just learn how to roll with them and just keep it moving and stay encouraged.
Amen. And you know what? When you come in contact with stuff like that, you just look at it for what it is and you say, you know what? I'm still capitalizing off of a door that God opened for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. Yes,
really
ma'am. That's exactly
out of the place of being grateful to God for me being able to open my mouth and share a word to some people that I may not be having access to. So yes. And then I want you to look at things like this as well, Kenyon. This I had the opportunity to be on a platform. It was a panel, and it was a men's thing, but they had like a panel of women sharing wisdom. And so one of the things they asked us was, how do you deal with failure? And this is what I want you to look at things as now. I no longer look at failure as anything as a failure. I look at everything as a learning opportunity. There's no longer, that word is not in your vocabulary any longer. It is now a learning opportunity to perfect something else, to learn how to go a different route, or even learn how to perfect that thing. Okay, so there's no failure.
Yes, ma'am.
There's no failure in God, so there's no failure in us. Okay,
exactly.
We may have a learning opportunity, if you will, but there's no failure. Okay.
Okay.
Ooh,
I'm gonna take that out my vocabulary.
Yes, yes. We're gonna take that on out of our vocabulary. Because it doesn't belong to us, and what don't belong to me, I just go ahead and take it out and rip it up. And I tell my when I talk to the youth, I tell them there's a reject button that I want you to go ahead and when something comes at you and you know it's not yours and it don't belong to you, I want you to press your spiritual reject button because that don't belong to you.
Okay.
And they'll be like, yeah.
I like that. I love that, actually.
Yes. So somebody come to you talk about, well, you know, you got a Jerry Springer story. Okay, I just pressed my spiritual reject button because I already know that don't belong to me. It doesn't. You know. So we give God glory. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. In fact, when we get off, I'm going to give you a call because, like I said, there's some more that I have to share with you, but I will not share it online.
Okay.
So thank you again for sharing with us tonight. I'm so excited about the things that God is going to use you to do, even the more, even greater, but you got to start your homework assignment. Okay.
Okay. I will do.
All right. Now you have a blessed night. You guys, if you miss any of Kenya's story or her, any of this interview, y'all got to go back and listen to it because she's defying the odds at 27 years old. But I give God praise because she is a testament of what God can do. And I know what man says, but we serve a God that's a healer. We serve God that, man, when she went in for surgery, somebody else passed 30 minutes later. But God spared her life and she's still living. She's talking. You can't tell that girl has had two brain surgeries. So y'all go back and listen to her testimony because, you know, God is so faithful. God is so good. Next week, guys, y'all make sure y'all tune in. We have Kezia Alford coming on on with us. And the topic, oh, goodness, I can't think of the topic, but she has been nominated for a Dove Award. And her testimony is just so powerful, but God is truly using her. She and her husband are co-pastors They're pastoring a church, I want to say in Marietta, because my brain is so full right now, and I'm so full with just God being such a blessing to this young lady here. But Kezia will be joining us next week, so make sure you tune in next week, same time, same place. I tell you, it's time to stop existing and start living a life that God has called us to. Thank you so much to each and every one of our sponsors, Elder Cornelia Brown, who's a travel ambassador and business coach. We have Audiology, Afographics, Post-Surgery Care of Atlanta. And don't forget, go get your 21-day mind detox. Shift your mindset so you can expand your mind and your life. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Friday Inspire. I'll talk to you guys same time, same place next week. Love you.